Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Hillary's calling from Long Island. What's up, Hillary?
Good morning, guys. Hillary is the 11 under 500 fan from last year. Mm. Happy we are where we are right now.
Here you go.
My question to you guys, what do you think Lindor was saying to Alonso after he hit the home run and before Pete got up to bat? Just curious.
After
Lindor hit the home run, and he came back from home, and then he was going to go up to bat, and they were like having a little chat.
Well, that's always about that's always about pitch pattern. I mean, most hitters who care about being good, they do that. Hey, what did you see? Which way did it break? What? That's just a baseball conversation. I don't think it was like, hey, come on, Petey, we could do it, buddy. You know, it's like, hey, this thing moved, this thing zipped, and he's got this, and look for that, and here's he's coming into you, it's going away from you, stuff like that.
And maybe it was like, that's why I'm an all-star, and Soto's not. There you go, call of the day, BT and Sal on The Fan. Let's finish up with the calls, 888-808-1019. Chris is in Flemington, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome, Chris.
The things we're saying about Mike Brown today, right? He was never took a team to a championship, never won a championship, never got a team over the top, wasn't the team's first choice, and he's replacing a guy who did all the heavy lifting ahead of him.
Let me guess.
Couldn't we say the same things about Joe Torre in 1996?
Yeah.
Yes, you could, but I'll tell you what. One of the big differences that, you know, Joe Torre, unlike Mike Brown, who had much more success coaching in other spots, Joe Torre was basically a zero as a manager until he got to the Yankees. A little flicker with the Cardinals, a little one or two decent years with the Braves, but with the Mets, he was trash for 5 years, and he just didn't win a lot.
Yeah, and just because the results bear it out that Joe Torre was a great hire, it doesn't mean that you have to say it at the time. Like, the Yankees made the hire thinking that Joe Torre was going to be the guy to change from Buck Showalter. Who's to say that if they kept Buck Showalter, they wouldn't have won? Maybe they would have won more championships. Maybe they would have won in 97. Maybe they would have won in 2001. You have no idea. They worked out, obviously, as great as you could ever imagine with the amount of wins that the Yankees had with Joe Torre. And you wouldn't change it for anything. But it doesn't mean that Buck Showalter wouldn't have done the job the right way. It also doesn't mean that Mike Brown is going to be a championship head coach to the level Joe Torre was with the Yankees.
100%. It's like, to me, this is not a definitive, anointment from my perspective. Mike Brown is a home run hire. I don't know that there was a home run hire. I do think they had to move on from Tom Thibodeau. We've had that debate a million ways sideways, and a lot of people disagree with that. I just think that his presentation, what he's good at, offense, I think it's going to fit. I think the timing is right. Listen, I think the timing is, I probably agree more with the timing than I'm going to get on the air and say that Mike Brown's an amazing guy. I think he's good, but I think the timing makes it better than good, if that makes sense.
Alex is calling from East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just a real quick thing. I want to talk about Boone, but I agree with BT when it comes to Juan Soto and the All-Star game. There's no reason you can't be both. I don't want to go back over everything that was said. That's just how I feel. There's no reason you can't be both, period. That's just how I feel. I just want to finish up on Boone. There's three things that bugged me about him. It's a microcosm of what bugs me about him. It just happened recently. The first one, actually, he's been all season long. When the best player in the game, who happens to be the captain of your team, says, I prefer to bat third, you bat him third. And recently, it took everyone, including Ray Charles, to see that Jazz Chisholm was costing us games at third base, and so was DJ at second. It took, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to finally have Boone say, okay, I'm going to switch Jazz over to second. Well, I still think he can play third great, but now I'm going to do it now. I don't know what took him so long. And lastly, in game two of the Subway Series, with Aaron Boone on deck, you're down by a run, and Dominguez swings at a 3-1 pitch that's obviously ball four and grounds out to end the game. Before that pitch is thrown, you have to unfurl a 20-foot by 20-foot banner from the dugout saying, take the pitch. Where is the managing in this? That's how I feel about Boone. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man. I mean, listen, I don't know what to tell you anymore about the liberties that some of these players take, Sal. We talk about bunting and lamenting nobody could drop a bunt. The amount of guys that swing in counts that you shouldn't swing at late in the game, I've just given up resisting it because I don't think the manager just cares anymore.
But everybody wanted Dominguez in a leadoff spot, right? So the manager did that. Now it's, now you got to go out there and tell him when he's going to take a pitch or not. Like, Aaron Boone could only do so much. And what I would say about the second base, third base situation is, You think that we're smarter than Aaron Boone? Like, we joked about it yesterday. Do you really think that we're all smarter than the Yankees and Aaron Boone? The answer is no, we're not.